Amy Bacher's study is a student at Paradise Valley Community College. She is there studying dance on a golf scholarship, and she's a star on the Pumas golf team. Today, Amy will begin a three-day tournament in Florida, competing for the National Junior College Athletic Association's women's golf title. And in doing it, she'll make history as the first athlete with Down syndrome to compete for a collegiate title. Amy vaulted to national attention back in 2019 when a video of her went viral. It showed her practicing and making par with PGA Tour pro Gary Woodland at the Phoenix Open. I spoke with her more about that alongside her father, Joe.
I'm very excited. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to see the video with Gary.
Right.
Really fun.
So it was a surprise to Amy, the video that day. She did not know she was going to play the hole with Gary.
What do you think? Going a little left?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and make that?
Okay. I got this.
You got it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
You are so awesome.
Thank you.
That is so good.
We took her into the arena and waited for him to come up. So everything you saw on the video was a sort of a true first impression for her. She got no practice swings, no idea she was going to swing a golf club. It just all came naturally.
Okay, so I want to back up a little bit and talk about, you know, how you got into golf, Amy. So Joe, I mean, was this something that she was excited about at a young age and wanted to play golf?
So how long have you been playing golf?
Oh yeah, I've been playing about 8 years.
Right, about 8 years. And what grade were you in when you started?
Eighth grade.
So we moved to Phoenix in 2010, and I took up golf lessons when we moved to town, and we were playing in a charity scramble for Amy's grade school, and I bought her, so this was between seventh and eighth grade year, I bought her a 7-iron and said, you can come along and hit shots with us and bring your music and your snacks and just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were together with her older sister and her husband. And so on that course that day, Amy took a few swings with that iron that she had never tried before. And I went home and told my wife, you know, actually, this girl can play golf. And so it just grew out of that. So I went to the pro that I was taking lessons with at the time and asked him if he would take a look at Amy's swing and start working with her. And that pro and Amy are still together today. So 8 years later, he's still her coach. He's the only coach he's ever had. And obviously, he's been through the whole journey of, you know, just starting out to actually playing competitive golf.
Yeah. So, Amy, what is it that you like about golf?
I love golf and also my teammates. Also, I mean, fun with guys. I like riding buses with the guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friends.
Meet new people.
Yeah.
So what we say is that Amy plays golf in order to meet more girls, right? or guys for that matter. She loves meeting. Yeah, and boys. She loves meeting new friends at the golf course. And so golf for her is kind of a pass to this whole group of other people who embrace her ability to play with them.
Yeah. It's all about the team for you, Amy.
It is all about the team, right?
Team.
Yeah. So, Joe, I know you helped put Amy on the radar of the Paradise Valley Community College golf program. Describe that experience, like through this moment of Amy kind of ceremoniously signing her letter of intent with the college.
Very emotional. So Amy made state as a first time person with Down syndrome in her junior year. She went back to state her senior year with her team. And we sort of felt her golf career was over at that point, right? You know, young women with Down syndrome don't attend college in general.
Mm-hmm.
Amy was very adamant that she wanted to go to college, right? Just like her friends. And so at our exit interview with her school counselor, he sort of whipped us into shape and said, this girl can do more. There's no reason she should stop now. You should contact the local community college about some opportunity for her to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we were completely intimidated by that at the time. And so I emailed the community college coach, Matt Keel, and sent her resume and sent some videos and said, Coach, you think there'd be some role Amy could play on the team, thinking a manager, thinking an extra, something like that. And about a week later, he emailed back and said, I've looked at her swing. I've looked at the materials. I've seen how she's done in high school. I'd like to offer a scholarship. And so it was just like, it was a paradigm shifting moment for us, right? It was an incredibly emotional situation. We had sort of written off Goff as Amy's on to her next thing. And now through this scholarship, Goff has been extended now another 3 years.
Yeah.
And of course, so much good things happened after that.
Yeah. Okay. So now you are about to become the first person with Down syndrome to compete in a national collegiate athletic championship here. You're heading to the national college championships in golf. Are you ready? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
No, I'm very excited and happy. I got Florida, me with the girl, golf tournament with next week. I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. She's been working very hard. It's going to be the most difficult challenge she's faced in golf. They play 4 straight days, walking, pushing their own carts, and 18 holes. So she'll be walking around 30, 35 miles for the 4 days. Dad will be walking with her, so it'll be hard on Dad as well.
It's going to be a lot.
So we're just happy to be there, right, and do our best. And we're just going to enjoy the experience. Our view is the fact that we're there, we've already won. So let's just go have a great time and do our best.
That was my conversation with Amy Bakker-Steady and her dad, Joe. Amy starts competing at the Junior College Championship today.